Welcome to LifePoint DriveCast. I'm Mark Shields, the family ministries pastor from our Westerville campus. And this week in our John series, we took a little break and dove into Matthew just to encourage our mothers a little bit and those who maybe have a lot of responsibilities on their plate in life. And so a lot of people can identify with that, I'm sure. One of the things that's unique about my experience is being in family ministries now for 20 years. I've got to work with lots of moms and amazing dads that just love the Lord, and to be around them and spend time with them has been really uplifting and encouraging to me and challenging in many ways. But one of the things that I've noticed that even as Christians, people really, really struggle with trusting the Lord in everyday life. And what we place our trust in directly affects how we will live our lives. I'll say that again. What we place our trust in directly affects how we live our lives. And one of the ways that the Lord kind of helped me see this was when I was younger, I went to Kings Island on a family trip with my parents. Me and my brothers were riding rides, and my mom decided that she wanted to go on a Ferris wheel. Well, during the Ferris wheel ride, as we got up towards the top, I noticed my mom was literally holding on to the bar for dear life, and she was squeezing me over in a corner of the seat, I think in an effort to keep me safe. And as the ride went, she just grabbed tighter and tighter and squeezed to the point where her hands were sweating and sweat was dripping on her legs. And so her fear made me fearful and I was scared. And so that pretty much was the context of that ride for us. But one of the things that I noticed as I looked around was there were a ton of people on the ride that were just loving it and having fun and waving their arms and just really enjoying it. And it came to me, what is the difference? It's the same ride. But honestly, it was real obvious when I thought about it, because the difference was trust. We didn't trust the bar that was holding us in or the makers of the Ferris wheel, but obviously some other people did. And that's how trust really can affect how we live our lives. And I feel like even us as Christians who have this great hope in Christ tend to not really lean on him in everyday life. And so we dove into Matthew chapter 6, 25 through 35, where Jesus talks about how he takes care of the birds in the air. He takes care of the lilies of the field, and they don't do anything. They don't carry any of these things, but God loves us and has created us and knows everything that's going on around us. And how much more important are we to him than grass and birds? And so we really need to trust him. And he says, if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added to us. So I just encourage you this week to dive into God's word. Go ahead and go into Matthew 6 and spend some time in prayer. And if there's those things that are just weighing on your heart and weighing on your mind, and there are stresses that you're dealing with in everyday life that you feel like nobody knows exactly what you're going through, the Lord knows, and he wants you to come to him and trust him to take care of him. And if we can place our trust in him, if we can spend time in his word, and if we can spend time in prayer telling him about the things that we're going through, I promise he will be right there with us, and he'll show us his goodness and his mercy. So just thanks for joining us for this week's DriveCast, and we look forward to hearing you or speaking with you again soon. Thank you.